my friends. That little bit of salsa music has a whole new meaning for me after coming back from Texas. I can assure you of that. What a good time. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, and I hope that my listeners will forgive me for my hoarseness. I mentioned I was in Texas. Everything is bigger in Texas, including my joy level and ability to project that amongst a crowd. And then, now here I am. So I'm going to help myself with a delicious Sauvignon Blanc, compliments of the Blue Star, located in downtown Vero, right there on 14th Avenue across from Pocahontas Park. If you have not had the opportunity to go in for dinner or host possibly your office happy hour, Janelle, hint, hint, clue, clue, you are missing out, my friends. It is delicious. Kitty knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's not just beer and wine. It's delicious craft cocktails as well. All premium, all the way. But this particular New Zealand number is a 2011 vintage. Hints of ripe melon and grapefruit, a really pleasing aroma and bouquet on the forefront. Are my ladies liking it?
Yes, 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 yes,
absolutely.
Yes. You'll really like the price point. And can you imagine this with like the pan-seared scallops?
Oh, yeah.
Or perhaps her fresh fish of the day? Yeah. Maybe a little curried soup?
It's got a nice little sharpness to
it. It does. It's invigorating.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And not too fruity.
Right.
I don't like them too fruity.
Me either.
Yeah, this is excellent.
Got to keep it sophisticated. Mm-hmm. So again, make sure you visit the Blue Star and perhaps try this delicious Sauvignon Blanc Mohua. Mohua.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even to order that is good.
Right?
Wow.
Just have fun with the waiters. They're all delicious and handsome.
Yeah.
Just tell Alan, I need some Mohua.
Yeah.
By the glass. Forget it. Commit to the bottle. That's what I always say. It's a motto in life. It really is.
Yeah.
All right. So I have two wonderful guests. They are very, very dedicated to the community. Very busy ladies. Very busy ladies that I'm sitting with here. We have Janelle Lorenzano. She is the new team leader for the Keller Williams of Vero Beach. And you're not just the new team leader. The whole Keller Williams is new to town.
It is.
And we're excited to have you.
You know, it has been absolutely wonderful. And it's amazing how many people are just stopping in our office that know Keller Williams in other areas. And now they're coming here to see us in Vero Beach. I love it.
It's a well-known name in the world of real estate, a fantastic reputation. And am I right in saying that they were founded or headquartered something like that in Texas?
Yeah.
Right?
Austin. Their actually headquarters are in Austin.
I thought so. Because it's like
thing.
Keller Williams territory when I was driving through there.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I'm always observant of those sorts of things. I can't stop myself. Even when I'm on vacation, I can't stop. I'm like, I'm with White Glove Moving. Would you like me to help you? No, I'm just kidding. But it was KW territory, in case you were wondering.
Absolutely.
They represented
it's a beautiful
well.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Beside her, and we're gonna talk about your agents and all the fun things that are in store, and of course where that location is since it's so user friendly in just a moment. We also have though with us Daisy Packer of Keep Indian River Beautiful. Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what, it's been a whirlwind since your big environmental awards.
I know.
That
it's
was pretty
me on my
exciting.
Toes.
Yeah, and you're going to be busy for this upcoming weekend.
Yes.
Let's quickly tell our listeners as they're driving what it is that they can expect from Keep Indian River Beautiful at the mall this Saturday.
We actually have the kickoff to our Great American Cleanup, which is going to be the Indian River Green Market this Saturday at the mall. So, and we have a bunch of fun little things to go along with, including free paper shredding.
Oh.
So, yeah, that'll be more details to come.
Very exciting. What's the hours on that?
The paper shredding or the green market?
The green market.
10 to 6.
10 to 6?
Yes.
Oh, that's plenty of time.
Yes.
You don't have to be like rushed or anything.
No,
you have plenty of time to get there.
Browse and
check
leave.
Out the rest of the mall.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Catch a movie, whatever you want to do.
Exactly. Yeah. If I hear one more time about Batman and Superman.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, geez, Louise. I am in a house full of boys. I am indeed.
Oh.
If I don't get them that fixed soon.
Is that why your voice is gone, too?
could be.
For talking back and forth.
Nothing but good, positive conversation. Yes. That's all it was. All right. So, Janelle, tell us a little bit more about Keller Williams, because like you had mentioned, folks are familiar with the name, and your brand new location is a gorgeous building right there on 60.
It is. I like to think it's one of the most beautiful buildings in all of Vero Beach.
It's stunning.
It is absolutely gorgeous. It's on the corner of 38th Avenue and 20th Street. The building had actually sat vacant for several years.
A long time.
And we purchased the building in October of just this past year. And then we officially opened our doors January 1st. So Vero Beach, here we are.
Yay!
We're loving it. And this is actually our fifth franchise and sixth office. So we have offices in Palm Beach, Gardens, mm-hmm. Jupiter, Stewart, Port St. Lucie, and now Vero Beach. And then we have a satellite in Palm City. So, yes, we're new to Vero Beach, but our ownership is not new to real estate. And Keller Williams is huge. They're actually the largest agency in all of North America. They have over 144,000 agents.
What?
At Keller Williams. Yeah.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
It's yeah. amazing.
That's a big number.
It's a really big number.
So they can't all fit on one bus.
No, we don't fit on one bus, one plane, or one ship. But, you know, it's amazing when we have our big conferences, they have to limit it to 15,000. That's what they
wow.
did. We had one in New Orleans
you
just
call it
a couple months ago.
They call it a family reunion, right?
Absolutely. You are so smart, Anna.
I know. I'm a good listener.
I love it. So, yeah, we just had it in New Orleans, and they limited the tickets to 15,000. And they were sold out within, I think, 3 hours. It was incredible.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it obviously says a lot about the culture that you're honing in on and getting them to want to participate and go from place to place, because they're always in a different spot, but it requires travel and investment to be able to go. So it obviously says something about Keller Williams for so many people to want to participate.
I love that you use that word investment, because that's exactly what we do, is we invest in our agents. So hence their business just excels. And we believe in success through our agents. So the owners and leadership of Keller Williams do not sell real estate. We are there to support all of the agents and help them grow. So we invest in a lot of training at all different levels. We'd like to think that all agencies have awesome new agent training, but then where the agencies start to fall apart is they don't have training at the next level and the next level. So we ensure that our agents have training at all levels. As a matter of fact, we actually like to consider ourselves more of a training and consulting company that's in the real estate business.
Oh.
Isn't that that's snappy?
It is snappy. It is. I like snappy. The way that you're looking at that.
Yeah.
Because I've always been a big proponent of ongoing education and training. Everything's evolving. And
constantly.
Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness, right? Like if I were to do the same marketing practices that I started with my career 13 plus years ago, I would be beyond
stagnant.
Complete.
Yeah, you become stagnant. Absolutely.
It would be complete. Ill-effective. It would not be working, and then we would be sad. We'd be sad.
So then we take it to another level, and we believe in relationships, and that's not just relationships within Keller Williams. And I know you're very much aware that we build relationships outside of our agency, even with other agencies, because the ultimate thing, right, the ultimate goal that we're trying to achieve is our clients' real estate goals. And in order to do that, we really need to have relationships with other agents that are on the other side of the transaction mm-hmm. that many times work for another company.
Right.
So we build those relationships in the whole arena, not just within Keller Williams. So we do things like happy hour, and we invite all agencies, all affiliates, and we get together and build those relationships, because we all have one common goal, and that's to achieve our clients' goals.
Right.
So we define our mission and our vision, and then we teach and train towards it.
Well, that's pretty exciting. And of course, the Blue Star would be a great venue in which to host one of those.
Next.
Right?
I'm telling
you. It comes highly endorsed by the Vero Insider, your friend Anna over here.
Absolutely.
But I've seen and witnessed some of the feedback from the other agents, and not just in the happy hour setting, but even in some of the education platforms where they are mesmerized by the amount of good practical information that's brought to the table by Keller Williams, affectionately referred to as KW, and taking that back with them so that they can use it within their own businesses. And you're absolutely right. You can't dictate who's going to be on the other side of that purchase, but what the client's needs are so that they have a positive experience is really should be everyone's
communication
goal.
Absolutely. And that's what we sometimes lose focus of. And even the experienced agents, they start becoming too attached to the outcome, which is often their mortgage payment or their. And so we teach that it's not about that. It's about the client and helping them achieve their goal. We recently, actually, it was last week, we held a training session and it was on the number one best-selling New York Times best-selling book, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. We held that training right here in Vero Beach. We had 90 agents attend that training, which is just, and there were agents from all different agencies there. And that's what we like to see.
Absolutely. On that note, since you're bringing up that particular class, White Glove Moving was a proud sponsor of the event.
Absolutely.
And might you share some kind words on behalf of White Glove Moving with our listeners prior to going to break?
Oh, I have to tell you that you are rated A1 in our book and have helped so many clients even last minute. And there is so many things. We just talked about this. There's so many things that people don't know the services that you provide, whether it's moving one item or a whole household. And I have to tell you, it is first class 100% of the time. And for that, aww, we thank you.
Well, yes. And it's a trusted relationship. Once you hear good things, then it just sort of becomes this wonderful effect where people say, hey, I know so-and-so used them. I'm going to go ahead and recommend them. And then they have this great experience. And who wants to move their own piano?
Yeah.
Or their own own sofa.
Yeah, not this
girl. If you
girl.
Don't have to, don't bother. Okay. We're in and out. There's no minimum. So that's very kind of you to share that feedback. Because our listeners, we're always in the process of shifting and upsizing, downsizing. Who knows where life is going to take us on any given day. In fact, with spring here and Easter, it's supposed to be the start of new beginnings. Man, maybe you've sat down with your family and you've decided you're ready for some new beginnings. Perhaps it's a new home. Right. And we're going to talk about some of those things, some of the trusted sponsors of this show that can help make that new home, new job, maybe that new dedication to the community by volunteering and so forth, a reality. So you're listening to the Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia Tillery. I'm here with the executive director of Keep Indian River Beautiful. We have Daisy Packer and we have Janelle Lorenzano of Keller Williams. We're talking about Vero Beach and we're giving you some great ideas of things to look forward to this spring. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Let's talk home ownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero, 772-999-2652.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back. I tell you what, it was in 1822 today that Florida became a U.S. territory.
Very cool.
Mm. Isn't that kind of fun? Yeah. March 30th, 1822. It's just some of my useless information I like to share with people.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, we need to know when Florida became a big deal.
Yeah.
In fact, Florida means feast of flowers in Spanish. So you're listening to the Vero Insider, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. And you know, this show is made possible each and every week because of great sponsors. I would like to personally recommend and thank both Foxy Nails as well as the Hair Studio of Vero Beach for their participation in the recent Operation Prom, where they donated a number of their services at incredibly discounted prices for those teens so that now they found their perfect dress or tux. And as they near their prom date, they can actually afford to feel
the whole package.
The whole package. The hair done, guys cuts included. And so these are two sponsors that are right here locally that would love to earn your business. Foxy Nails is open 7 days a week. You get a complimentary glass of wine, soda, margarita. And they do waxing services, lash extensions, all sorts of things above and beyond just the traditional manicure, pedicure. I love them. I love them. And you can go weeks at a time before you even have to go back. So it's beyond affordable. In addition, the Hair Studio Vero Beach, she has amazing product specials going on right now. And I know that the Hibiscus, Miss Hibiscus pageant is just a few weeks away. It'll be taking place in downtown Vero. It's going to be held at the Heritage Center. So if you would like for your daughter to participate, you can go ahead and make an appointment and there will be a discount applied there at the Hair Studio of Vero. She's right on Oslo and US 1, so give them a little bit of love. It's greatly appreciated. Either of you ladies golf? Any golfers here?
No. I don't.
Too busy to golf, huh? That's fine. That's totally fine. There's over 1,200 golf courses in Florida. Not all of them are Audubon courses. Sandridge is the premier public golf course. It's right here in our own backyard. It is an Audubon certified course, which means there's a lot of beautiful wildlife, and it's treated with the utmost care. You can do individual lessons, group lessons, kids lessons, adults, ladies, males, and they have an app so you can book your tee time right from your phone. You don't even have to call, waste the energy. But right now it's the time to go ahead and take advantage of the fact that the courses are going to be slowing down a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of our winter guests leave after Easter. So you might want to, you know, take the opportunity to do a little golfing. A lot of business is done out there on the golf course.
I know it. That's what they tell me.
Go show a little love to Sandridge. That's what it's all about. All right. So I would like to explore a little bit more with Daisy about how our listeners, even myself and Janelle, are your real estate agents, my team of attractive, handsome men with muscle at White Glove Moving. Mm-hmm. How can we get more involved in helping to keep Indian River beautiful? What is the Great American Cleanup?
The Great American Cleanup is pretty much anything you can imagine to do for a community improvement project. So we do litter cleanups on the roadways, on the beaches. We're going to actually have one in the mangroves right on the river, cleaning up around Jungle Trail.
Ooh.
We're going to be helping Indian River Estates remulch and make their area. They have 100 acres out there, and they're going to make some of their entrances and things like that look nice. And we need some young volunteers because their landscape committee, I mean, they're all retired, but the majority of them, it's a progressional facility. So
it's a great facility.
It's a great facility. So we're going to just help them spread spread the love.
So you're always looking for more volunteers.
More volunteers and more projects. We take suggestions as to what needs help in Vero. We're talking to parks about some of the things we can do with them. And we're talking to some of the community leaders about ways that we can help. We're talking to some of the local nonprofits. I don't want to name drop yet because I haven't finished the meeting with them. But one of the homeless facilities here, we're communicating with them about how we can make improvements so that it's a more pleasing experience for their residents. So it's anything that improves our community is our goal. And obviously, we also have the waste reduction side with the county that we've been doing forever, the recycling and the free paper shredding. So,
which will be taking place this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday from 10 to 1 at the mall. And it's going to be in the back parking lot behind the AMC Theater.
Is where they're going to be
collecting.
So you
can bring big garbage bags of sensitive paper that you want shredded.
Yes, boxes. They take up to 5 boxes. You can include, staples and paper clips are fine, but they don't want binders, 3-ring binders or anything like that.
Gotcha.
So they want just the papers. And it's residential only, so they're asking for, just people, no business trucks coming along and being like, here's all of my stuff.
Valid.
They want to have enough room in the truck for everybody else.
Got to be conscientious of those things. So that'll be this Saturday. And the Great American Cleanup itself, there's an opportunity for businesses to participate. Mm-hmm. There's shirts. You can get your name on the shirt. Mm-hmm. And you can form teams.
There's sponsor opportunities for the shirts. And then there's also, you can be an individual to sign up. You can be a family. You can be just a group of friends. A business like Keller Williams can do a team building project. It's wonderful. It's very open and flexible to hit whatever needs that you're looking for. And we try to make it happen. And we give you free supplies, so you can't go wrong.
Win-win. Is there a signature date for that one? Is that something
there
to do with Earth Day?
We try to keep it around Earth Day because that's where a lot of the positive energy comes from. Uh-huh. And those people are a little bit more environmentally minded during that time frame. But so our signature day is April 23rd. We're going to be doing a lot of those projects on that same day. But there is opportunity if that day doesn't work for you and you have a group to come to us and say, look, that weekend doesn't work for me. What else I can do? And we have more projects that they can sign up for. And then they can also create their own project with we get feedback from the community about
where they
where,
see the need.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Where they could go.
Curb.org.
Yes. K-I-R-B. Yes.
And of course, you are on Facebook. And this is certainly worthy of, if your children are in high school, middle school, they need to get volunteer hours.
Service
this is a great
hours.
Outlet. Yes. But it's also a wonderful time, as you had mentioned, as businesses, as teams to come together. Curb.org, the Great American Cleanup, it's going to be happening April 23rd. But don't forget this Saturday to come on out, show some support at the mall, do a little paper shredding.
And the green market.
And
come in
check
and
out
support
the
vendors. We're trying to highlight local businesses that have green products and what makes going green better than just buying something that wouldn't necessarily reduce your carbon footprint.
Well, on that note, Janelle, they're at Keller Williams, as part of the Keller Williams culture, they have an event called Red Day. So it certainly kind of plays hand in hand with the fact that as a company, you want to be able to give back in the local community. Your Red Day is going to be when?
May 12th. And RED is really an acronym that stands for Renew, Energize, and Donate. So we will be doing exactly that May 12th.
Oh, I love that. We're going to come back, talk more about Keller Williams, because I know that you're interested in finding out some local trends, as well as how you might be able to get involved if you're a realtor yourself. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Visit TheVeroInsider.com to show some support to all of our wonderful sponsors. But don't go anywhere. There's much more in store.